kill me, make me into a weird little ball person into the corner. That's fine. I don't even want to deal with this.
Bad songwriting. Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. On that deranged penguin, for an Antarctic bird, he should talk Spanish. Oh, that deranged penguin, he made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Deranged Penguin Podcast.
The one and only.
Episode 151.
151!
Not believe we broke 150.
I know, right?
And we did.
I did not know that we were going to make it to 15.
A full three of them have featured Dell.
Us crazy kids. Yeah, we are hashtag Dell tonight. Hashtag for old Del. Time's sake.
Yeah. Hey, we should do a classic episode. I won't be there, guys. And then he leaves. guess what? Happy Back to the Future Part 2 day.
Yay.
Today's a day. You know, it's also it's like an alternate timeline. Because you remember, right? They're like, you must have fucked up the timeline. Skewed. And we're on some alternate one. We aren't on the alternate one where we don't have hoverboards. Where, you know, we don't have flying cars. So, thanks for fucking it up, Marty.
I watched a Toyota ad. Did y'all see that earlier?
Mm-mm. No.
We actually got what's his name? Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
Yeah, they got Mike Myers to use the voice of Shrek.
Sweet. To impersonate Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, to impersonate.
Impersonate him.
Hanging around Chirons all day, huh?
Nah, but it was a terrible fucking ad. Don't watch it. If you see an ad floating around the interweb or on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, and it's like, there's this cool Toyota commercial. It's got these two people from Back to the Future, and they're talking about a futuristic car that uses hydrogen. Fuck it. Don't watch it. It's like a fat dude walking around collecting trash most of it.
Yeah, you know what? What's mostly disappointing about today is, you know, I'm a Back to the Future fan. I like the movies, right? And I always thought, I got to remember this because I'm surely by the time 2015 rolls around, we will have forgotten a lot of this movie. And it'll probably just be like an inside joke between me and my family.
Everybody's just as obsessed as you.
Yeah, but then everybody at the same time. Like I guess it didn't snap. I was reading some guy on The Verge today. He's like, "No, I'm 30. You know, here's how the world's changed, or how it's going to be in 60." But I was like, I didn't think that this cohort of people would be the media creating fucking ads and making shitty whatever commercial Toyota commercials like that.
It is sort of exciting though.
Yeah, it's cool.
From that, I mean, in that capacity, like I loved Back to the Future when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I mean, it is sort of neat.
I'm sorry, all the lames ruined it.
All our nostalgia stuff is like that, though. Like, all the stuff, all the shows I held dear and I like to remember, turns out other people were watching, too.
Yeah, that's the dumb part.
Well, I think part of the reason other people were watching them is because the amount of shows on television was grossly limited versus what it is today.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it was like you have to watch Saved by the Bell or Sunday Morning Preaching. I already heard this sermon from
Did everybody
Acts
watch
3.
Full House?
Yeah, we all did.
Everybody watched Full House. It was did something everybody like, watch Family Matters?
Yes.
Everybody watched Family Matters.
Yeah. Something everybody like watched Cosby Show? America.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody watched the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Everybody watch reruns of Laverne and Shirley?
Yes, yeah. I did. Lenny
I don't,
Squiggy.
Did actually.
I watched the shit out of that.
You went into The Nick at Night?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it early on Saturdays when I watched it. That was when
I remember, as a matter of fact, I remember seeing the movie land, like, logo pop up on television and just be like, click.
It's called TV Land.
Nope.
Movie Land. What the hell are you watching?
I'm getting the fucking Dreamland over here.
It was Channel 8.5 that he was watching.
Hired. 6-year-old.
It was a combo of Movie Channel and Nick at Night, TV Land. Gina,
Adam.
Why don't you give us the latest chapter of Prego's Progress?
What? Well.
Yeah, have you read Pilgrim's Progress, Bradley?
Negative.
God. Yeah, wish Del was here. Del probably, like, read it also.
Pilgrim.
Yeah. It's written by C.S. Lewis. All right, fuck you guys. Red's fine. It's not written by C.S. Lewis. It's, what am I thinking? I'm thinking of something else. Anyway, it's a book. It's a famous book.
You're thinking of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
J.R. Tolkien Lewis. That's who it's written by. Who's written Del's by? Hero.
It's not by John, John Bunyan. There you go.
Yeah, you were close.
There you go. I was way off. You know what? It's late in the day. I'm going to edit this out. Hopefully nobody transcribes this podcast. Hey.
Just dub it over with you saying the right author's name.
Yeah, it was written by John Bunyan. John Bunyan. Hey, Gina.
What?
Give us the latest chapter in Prego's Progress.
So, this week is week 12. And this week I got my first unsolicited, hey, you're pregnant.
Like, hey there, fatty.
Yeah, because I'm totally fat now, and it's not fair, because it's fucking early is what it is.
Can I see the ball?
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
It's pretty significant.
Yeah, nobody can see it. Is it audio medium?
I think you would have to, you'd have
describe
to be wearing
the bump.
Form-fitting.
Yeah.
I actually had on a deranged penguin shirt, and
someone's like, "Hey, are you?"
this I was getting a package from our office, and the girl that I was signing it out to saw her look at my gut,
all obvious like
while I was signing, and she was like, "I don't even know why she chose this phrasing. Are you starting a show?" It's like,
yeah, I guess
maybe.
So.
Maybe
if you're craning your neck and whatnot, I suppose I am.
Yeah, I was like, what if the answer was no?
And then what did she say?
How can you ask?
Isn't it a bit early?
Well, she was like, how far along are you? And I was like, 3 months. Well, she said, how many months? So I answered in months. I said, 3. She's like, wow, that's really early to show. That's going to be a big baby. And I was like, thanks.
She's violating all kinds of girl code there, huh?
Thanks.
You guys got to be nice to each other.
I'm a toad.
No.
So I just feel like a big beast woman right now, basically.
Yeah. You can tell, because she was going through, like, Instagram pictures, and she was like, well, I look like this? Well, I look like that? And I realized that she wanted, like, validation. I was like, yeah, you'll be fine.
No, he totally wasn't like, yeah. He was like, no. He told me I wasn't cool, and I would never look like that.
Nope. Toad woman for the rest of your life.
All these cool, fashionable women in their high heels, and they... cardigans and shit, and their nice big belly looking all fashionable and cool, and I was like, that's
man.
Gonna be me, right? And he was like, nah
man.
Definitely not.
Ribbit, son.
Toad ass in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was like, come on, Toady, let's go get some meat.
No, you're hungry.
I don't know, Adam, if you fall into this category. You may have heard me say this before. Every now and then pregnant chicks are hot.
Yeah. I think so, but yeah.
I know you're
me.
Perving out right now. I know that
it ain't me right now.
I mean, you're lucky. There's an internet between us.
I look
right
like
now.
A toad. I look like a toad.
It is funny that you know, because Gina did have like an idea of what it was going to be like. And
just nobody talks about the toad stage. Yeah. You know, they're all cut too.
Like,
let's talk about
I'm
this
so
part glowy where you're morphing
and beautiful.
It sucks.
Yeah,
I really don't. I gotta be honest. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah,
I haven't been pregnant.
The first trimester, I'm belching, I'm gassy.
It sounds like
I
me
feel very bloated.
After a couple
there
pizzas.
Is some
you know
baby
what I mean?
Yeah. In there.
That doesn't sound weird.
Not
like,
all baby.
I was gonna have a beer and then I eat a pizza. Then
I'm
kind of belchy
furrier,
and bloated. I mean,
like I'm gaining a fur layer that I didn't know happens.
We're at the sink together shaving. Like, yeah, you missed a spot there, honey.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to get so woolen.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get pregnant. You got, like, different hormones coursing through your veins right now. Women are always like, you know, I want those pregnancy vitamins because they're going to make my hair. No, they're not going to make your hair grow. You know what they might?
Get long nails.
Like a little bit, but not much. Most of it's the hormones.
Yeah.
And I can't replicate that for you, ma'am. You got to get a script for hormones. I'd be happy to just pump you full of hormones, but I got to get a script. Gotta get a script for that.
You could always impregnate her, and then there she goes. She's pregnant. Boom, there it is.
See how that goes. Yeah, well, first stage is not all glamour.
I compare it to, for all you dudes out there, I don't know if you guys have ever tried a beard, right? Maybe, you know, Movember, right, or something like that. No Shave mm-hmm. November, maybe. It's like that. Everybody sees, like, oh, you get a little stubble, and then you got a big beard. They're like, oh, cool, I want a beard, bro. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Everybody wants to cut.
Nobody ever talks about the middle stage where you look like a homeless. They're like, dude, what are you going to... Your wife kick you out
Shall
of the house? Like, what?
You?
What happened? You know what I mean? You look like that, where it looks a little splotchy, yeah. And then it pops. You know, then you're like, oh, yeah. Now you got a beard. Same thing. I grew my hair out twice, two different times. Let it grow. Yeah. Right, it's had pretty long hair.
Yeah, you get this like weird in between phase.
It's tough. It's like it looks hair. Like it looks like for like 3-4 weeks. It's a good month where it looks like you just need a haircut. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Because you can't. It's not really a style. Just looks like I look like a foreigner. Like I just came over. Like. You guys have weird hairstyles in Kazakhstan, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, do you want it? Yeah, you know, what's that? We good. You know, so I look like that. And then it grows, and it's like, oh, you're just growing your hair out. But there's a month in there where you look...
Of course.
Like a crazy.
Well, and it's different. Like, chicks, you can bobby pin this shit up, and then you've got... There's an endless amount of different things you can do with your hair, with sprays and mousses and dyes and gels and all this crap.
Guys, it's really... It's comb... Left or right, depending on how you do it, or back.
Right, or back.
And then there's not
but
much
you can't
else.
You can't do a top knot as a guy, like, and have most of it flowing, you know? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Not yeah.
Especially, yeah, especially if you're not 21 and go work at your 21-year-old job where that's
you cool. You gotta show up looking like Krusty the Clown.
It's like, oh, what are you doing, doctor guy? And you're like, I'm just growing the hair out. I know I kind of look wacky right now.
Man, it's not a big deal.
Please don't
touch
me.
How's your cancer doing, by the way? That's why you're here, right?
Ma'am, I have terrible news. I'm gonna need you to sit down. Like, look, I'm gonna need you to shave, maybe get a haircut, okay? Visit the barber, then you can come over here and talk to me.
Yeah.
So you're just in that transitionary stage right now.
I'm Krusty the Clown.
Eventually it's going to pop. You know, your belly's going to pop out. And be like, oh, well, that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny got felt up by her doctor, though, her midwife. Remember she touched your hair?
Oh, felt up. I was like, did I? I got the unwelcome hands in the hair. Without asking, oh, you knew I was going to touch it while she's touching it. Did I?
Why?
I didn't.
Why?
Did I know that? Did
why
I
is she?
Need to
why
know
is she
that?
Touching your head?
I don't know.
So this why is she touching your body at
so,
all? I mean, I don't like it when Lauren is like.
Let's
the
take
only
this time
person.
To let
I
them
feel
know.
Comfortable.
You know, non-black
let's
to black people.
Let's educate our listeners right
what
now.
What should you do if you see a black woman's hair and you want to touch it?
She is not an animal or a pet, so proceed as though she were human. Don't touch her hair. And if you really, really want to, maybe ask first. But even then, it's kind of weird. Why do you
what
need to touch
me? What race is the midwife?
She's a flat.
Have you thought about getting a black midwife?
I did think about that, but I live in San Antonio.
How do you work? I mean, did y'all interview multiple people?
We went to the two birthing centers that there are.
Oh.
And then I also contacted a black midwife who just, you know, will come to your home. But she took forever to respond. She finally did respond, actually, and said she just, like, the email got lost in the shelf or whatever. But really, doing the home thing was kind of a secondary option anyway, kind of like the idea of the birthing center better. And so we only had two choices.
Yeah.
And they were both full of
it's kind of cool.
People,
like, now that I think about it, it's cool to have it at home, but... Then you got to deal with it at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like hosting a party. Like, if it goes well, then it's great. But then you got all the cleanup after. The cool thing about birthing center, it's like a hotel. They got it ready. Yeah. You walk in, you know, you birth it out. And then you're like, well, y'all have fun with cleaning that up.
I don't
want to
find out what they do with all the after matter.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Like,
that's
take care of
and
that.
And, you know, the home birth situation, it's really popular right now, I feel like.
I think it would be nice if we had... a lot more space.
Really?
So
do
I could
you
go over there and do it? The
like
thing that's
like
nice
where?
About
like
it,
in living room A.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just you know, like if we had a big bedroom and
no,
you could have
man,
like the.
No, man, you don't want to. I mean,
inflatable
and maybe
tub in
I don't
there.
Know. Maybe you do want to.
Well, the
explain
reason
it
I think it's good is because you never have to leave. Like you never have to transfer during your labor.
Which, you shake your head like that, like, I mean, but you're not the one going to be.
All those times you were in labor, Brad, it wasn't a big deal getting in the car and going for a ride, no. I would think, and everybody says it's just nicer being somewhere you're comfortable to begin with versus being, like, at the hospital. Like, you know your surroundings, you feel good there. All of that goes a long way to you having a more enjoyable, if you can call it that, labor and birth.
Good
times. So if you never have to interrupt that process, like, oh, let's go get in the car now and go for that 10 to 40 minute ride wherever we have to go, even better. You just do your whole shebang there and then you go get in your bed. I'm like, I'm already at home.
Whole this shebang.
Is sweet. Yeah. Let's go to sleep, baby.
Well, can I interrupt and play the baby's heartbeat right quick?
Sure.
All right, okay. And there's the baby.
So it's sounds alive. Like, we confirmed that.
Sounds like Gulf Shores at high tide. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing is that, like, so they played it and they're looking at me like, aren't you, like, in love yet? And I was like,
sweet. Is this over?
It's like, it sounds about what I expected it to sound like.
It is exciting. It really is.
I mean,
can I go home?
I mostly wanted to play with that little tool. I was like, what does my brain sound like? Can we listen to my brain? Yeah, I just wanted to kind of do that. I was like, yeah. But, you know.
That's what your brain sounds like. It didn't sound like that at all.
I don't know. It was cool, but I feel like I was disappointing, like, the midwife. She was like, right. Because they're all, like, super excited.
Oh,
you're
expecting they are. A certain it's kind of reaction. So enthusiastic.
I mean, again, like, all this, I was like, yeah, it's cool. But I felt like I was not, like, I was like, oh, yeah, it's fucking real cool. Yeah. Woo.
I thought it was pretty cool. Because I was half expecting her to find nothing. Man. And I was just like, yeah, I did let myself go.
No. I got a burger baby.
And I was like, ooh, there's somebody in there. This is okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, so just the birthing at home thing. I just can't get off that.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I understand the comfortability, but like, you do have to clean it deal up. With it, that stuff, though.
Somebody else, right?
It's probably going to be.
Did you get like a
the
pit
mom
to take care of that stuff?
Yeah, fucking hire a maid. Hey, get in there, or clean up that afterbirth.
I don't know about y'all's badass pad, but like. We don't have like the deep tubs with the jacuzzi jets and stuff like all these birthing centers
but
do.
They
got crazy tools.
They bring you one, an inflatable one.
Yeah, they do.
Which is kind of cool.
And it has like a liner and everything in it. And they just blow it up and.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Like, so one of the ones we went to, they're like, cool. So you got here. That was kind of cool. Like comparing, I was like, yeah. Well, the other one, I mean, they bring you a sandwich. Yeah,
see your food.
Well, you got here. Well, one of them, they're like, I think we mentioned it on the show. They're like,
yeah, they were expecting to be fed.
Yeah, I was like, they're like,
after the birth, I'm like, why are we talking
like,
about
by
this
law, we can only give you like these packaged snacks.
Just wanted a tour.
But people come, they bring like a crock pot and they put food here. And you don't want to do that because everybody's going to be hungry. The nurses, everybody's going to be hungry. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I know I was going to fucking have to feed everybody.
For lunch?
So what is that?
I didn't say I was going to order 12 fucking pizzas, lady.
Yeah, it's like maybe me and then the pregnant lady and y'all can feed yourselves because we're paying you, you know?
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars. You can kind of probably buy a meal there, right?
Yeah.
I think you'll be okay.
Popeye's right down the street.
All right, so thanks, Gina, for your Prego's progress.
Yep.
Another installment coming next week. Till we,
less toady.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe more.
This I don't know, man.
Gina's be like, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm pregnant.
Full beard now.
I mean, the thing does keep growing. It seems like.
But it gets cute, right?
Reason would dictate that it's going to, like.
But it gets cute.
Eventually.
Right?
The baby or the pregnant lady?
Intrude on other anatomical spaces.
The look becomes less toady, right?
They're talking about that. Like, they're like, your abdominal walls, if you have, like, really hard abs, well, you can say goodbye to those for a while because those are going to stretch out and separate. And I was like,
yep.
Yeah.
Dude, it's amazing that we crank out so many of these kids. More than we die off, right? We just boom, boom, crank them out. And we're not dying very fast because
there's
got to
be a population kid born. I don't know what this stat is, but it's got to be, like, every 30 fucking seconds.
I was like, listening. We were watching some movies over the weekend, and it was like a 1990s movie. They're like, "Yeah, there's like 250 million people in the United States." It's like, psh, let's make that 400 million now, buddy. It's growing. It's a growing.
No, and I always thought I had a steel bladder and that I was going to be unaffected by the whole, you're going to be peeing all the time, you're peeing during the middle of the night. But no, it turns out I pee every morning at 4 o'clock.
In the morning?
I just can't make it. Like, 2.5 more hours, I would be getting up.
You know what you need to do? Quit waking me up at 4. That's what you need to stop doing.
I'll wake you up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You think you got problems now?
I'm trying to store blood.
Post.
Yeah, wake
bad
you.
Bad news.
No, I ain't waking up for that.
I don't know anyone with a kid that can sneeze. No women.
That, you gotta do the Kegels, man. Or Kegels, however you know them by. That's what you gotta do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's October, and so it's scary movie time. Gina loves scary movies. She does not like gory
scary
movies.
Movie time.
And I didn't watch it, but I was browsing through the options yesterday, and I saw that they made yet another Texas Chainsaw installment. This one's just called Texas Chainsaw.
Well, it had like a subtitle, right?
No, it was just called Texas Chainsaw.
Nah, you're lying. You're lying.
But there was the original one, then there was part two and part three, and then they remade it in 2003. I remember that one. That one had Jessica Biel. She was the naked chick that escapes. And I watched the trailer for the first one. It's like I see all the parallels. I never saw the first one. But same thing, meat hook, naked chick walking up to the house, you know, booty hanging out.
Yeah.
Second one, Jessica Biel hanging out, meat hook, whatever. Third one, you know, now they have Alexandra Daddario. She has her belly hanging out. Other chick has her ass hanging out. So that one's – which is your favorite? Have you seen any of these?
I've seen none.
None of them?
Absolutely. I've seen zero of them. You know what it sounds like to me?
What?
Good opportunity.
There you go.
It is.
You watch all three. We should assign you that task.
The first one?
Watch all three of them.
I'm kind of scared to watch the first one.
No, that's it. The picture.
It looks pretty scary.
It was. They said it freaked everybody out. A lot of it. Apparently it's not that gory. It's just scary.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's like Rob Zombie did House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
It basically spawned a whole genre of hulking.
Yeah, I don't like
hulking,
those kind of movies.
Hulking power tool wielding bad guy. Also, hick people are scary. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, what? Yeah. Don't go anywhere in Texas because we're not like that. I mean, I'm like that. I will maybe murder you if I see you, but nobody else will. They're all pretty cool people.
It's not standard. Yeah.
I mean, that's like every state falls into that category, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
at
everybody
least in
has
the Southeastern United States. I mean, you're not going to like see any like "Don't Go to New Hampshire" movies, but I mean, it's like Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia. I mean, all SEC.
Yeah.
States.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, and then even California had, like, the... Yeah. What was that? The one guy, right? Killed the Hollywood chick?
I don't know.
Mulholland Drive. Manson guy? Right, the Manson guy?
Charles Manson?
Yeah. Wasn't that in California?
I don't know.
It was in California. I'm just saying, everywhere you go, there's been a murderer guy.
Yeah.
This one is based off Ed Gein, who would, like, exhume bodies or kill chicks and use their skin, bones, and parts to... It was, like, real-life thing. It was the inspiration for...
Creepy.
Jane Gum in Silence of the Lambs. Mm. Also, so it's, like, we've been making movies about... Also, the... What you call the guy, too? Norman Bates. Inspiration for that, too. Because he had the same thing. He had a mom that was there, and he talked to her. Same kind of deal. So there you go. Fun facts.
That is some creepy stuff, man. Yeah,
people are evil. Brad's going to watch the Texas Chainsaws and report back. San Francisco. Which chainsaw is the best chainsaw? How long do you think it'll take you to watch all three of those?
All three of the chainsaw movies?
Yeah. Yeah, don't watch like part two of the original.
Can't you skip the last one?
Yeah, you watch it. It's chainsaw harder.
I think I got them done by next Halloween.
A whole year?
Next Halloween. All right.
I think I can reliably have
the first one.
One chainsaw movie done by Halloween.
Okay, good. Thanks. We first can one. Go with that. Hopefully you can squeeze them all in so we can compare and contrast. Thanks for that.
Are we assigning this as a Halloween movie?
Yeah, we can assign
it. Is it on Netflix? The first one?
I don't know if it's on Netflix. You might have to buy it. Tell you what, if it's a burden for you there, Bradley, I will send you the $4 to rent it on iTunes, okay?
What are our listeners going to do, though?
I know. They got to watch a movie.
They can, I mean, come on. You can spend $4. You guys go to the Redbox, a bunch of lames.
Fucking money bags over here. Sorry, Scrooge.
Find your own $4.
You guys are the Scrooge. You guys are the Scrooges. You're the ones that don't want to spend $4 for quality entertainment. It's a classic horror movie. So, I was going to ask.
Scrooge.
Gina, you like scary movies.
I do.
You like to not watch them. You like to cuddle in my arm while it's happening.
And hide my face. I do.
Yeah.
I peek. I don't just not look. I just need to feel like I'm shielded.
So I was going to ask you, and we'll ask Brad, and then I'll ask myself in my private moments.
Ew.
What is your favorite type? Because you got your
my genre.
Know, yeah, you got your like slasher films, right? Like, oh, I'm going to kill all you young teenagers. You got your action horror, apparently, which is like stuff like Van Helsing, which is not really that scary.
Yeah.
No.
You kind of have like your teen scream set on there, which is
Nightmare on Elm Street,
a little bit like that.
Kid Last Summer.
Yeah,
it's that's like, a little slasher.
They're all like, "What titties?"
You got your gore,
in, you know,
your gory movies like
Saw,
like, yes,
Hostel,
exactly.
And then you have like your like, you know, somebody's gonna exorcise somebody. There's always fucking demons,
supernatural,
that kind of shit.
Then you got sci-fi.
You little sci-fi horror. So what is your favorite genre?
Supernatural.
Like, what is the example from that?
Like The Omen.
Yeah.
Or,
Conjuring.
Maybe even a psychological horrors category, like The Shining. Like, what would you put that in?
I think it's
slasher.
Kind of a supernatural.
Supernatural? Yeah. That kind of stuff freaks me out the most. The other ones just gross me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a cheap scare to me, like pretending you're ripping flesh off or something. Like, yeah, it's nasty to look at. It's not scary per se. It's just like, yeah, you went for the obvious scare. Like, of course I don't want my skin pulled off, but...
I mean, I think kind of like the Texas Chainsaw kind of thing, where a little bit more realistic, there's some crazy fuckers in this world thing, scares me most because I'm like, oh shit. Like I said, it's kind of based on like a true story.
Those are scary.
Yeah, you know, they're like serial killers, and like that shit could really happen. That scares me.
Yeah, that makes
Supernatural.
Hard to watch.
I'm like, they all kind of end the same.
Like the Home Invader ones. Ugh,
those are kind of freaky.
Watch it.
Yeah, I was like, this stuff can really happen.
It's just scary. Something
psychos.
Yeah,
that really scares me because it's more realistic. It's probably like some old.
I'd
man
rather
now.
Watch like The Ring or something.
Yeah, The Ring. That's kind of scary, but then
scary. But then I can tell myself later, that's not real. But
halfway through, I'm like, why did? How does this work again? You know, like The Ring. I'm like, so you gotta watch, you make the tape, and then you gotta send it out.
Find the VHS player. Like, how do I even find?
Like, and then how does it know that you are hitting record? Like, I mean, if it can measure who's hitting the button, then how does it even know that he didn't really think about doing it, just going through the motion? I was like, this is kind of, I don't know.
I can.
And why does he need the VHS? It's sort of like, it's predetermined, it's predestined, right? Like, if he's gonna hit record, just go ahead and kill him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was like, I didn't know that the Ring chick was like a lawyer. It's like, well, you didn't hit record in the aforementioned 7 days' time. It has to be from the hours. Yeah, I'm like, come on. You know what? Just fine. Just kill me, make me into a weird little ball person into the corner. That's fine. I don't even want to deal with this. You know? I don't even like reading myself
the
on contract.
Duke.
I'm not reading this fucking
like Supernatural,
VHS contract.
Right? That was freaky.
Babadook was good.
I don't know that I've ever read a contract in my life.
Then legalese.
Who does?
It's really lawyers talking to other lawyers.
It is.
And they're like, the other lawyer reads it, he's like, oh shit, this fucking dude's good. They're like, I don't know what happened in there. It said party the first part, something. I don't know what the hell.
I mean, seriously, like, I can't think of a single document that I've ever, I mean, I bought houses. Bought
this
cell phones.
This guy, it's him, me money bags? I bought houses.
Well, I don't own any of them.
I've signed a lot of contracts.
All right,
I'm
Donald J.
You.
Trump over here.
But
ain't
never have I actually
one.
Read one.
Just like that,
you
huh?
Just trust the people when they tell you, this basically says this part that you expected to
custom say. Made clothes.
I'll sign it.
Long limousines. Right? So
dude, I don't know how anybody like reads their housing documents.
I
you gotta sign. It. You have to sign somewhere. I don't know how many is in Texas, but in the state of Virginia, it's like 30 pages. You have to put. You're like scratching furiously, just trying to make it by the end of the day.
Do they let you Do you have to go sign that in somebody's presence, or do they, like, give it to you and you take it home and sign it?
I think it depends on the service. Because some of them will probably have, like, e-signatures. Both times that I've done it, it was in person. You gotta...
Oh, yeah, just fucking buying all these houses. This fucking guy, man. Mm-hmm. All right, man. All right, it's unseemly for you to, you know, like, splash all your wealth in everybody's face here. All these houses you bought.
That's right. All of them.
Quit your splash.
Jet airplanes. When I bought my first house, it was nothing like the second house. When I bought my yacht, it was much simpler. So anyway, so there you go. So Judy's pregnant, watching scary movies. You're going to watch that. And it's Back to the Future's Day.
Future's Day.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2.
Futures.
Back to the Future's Day.
What did you even remove from Back to the Future? Was there something that you remember thinking as a kid, like, this is clearly going to be worked out by the time I'm an adult?
Like, something that's going to be worked out? In the thing, I thought, like, the hologram thing, definitely. I didn't really buy the...
Yeah, holograms I could see.
I thought the TV thing, definitely.
Yeah.
I saw that coming. I was like, that's coming. I could see that. The video calling, I was kind of hoping for that. And we just barely got
living
there.
Living in space, living on space stations, like, Xenon, girl of the 21st century. Totally. I was totally seeing myself on a space station at some point.
I'm really pissed off we can't teleport. That's the one that, as a kid, I remember thinking, like, I just want to, like, be there.
Everybody's worst fears about it are probably right, and that's why they haven't released that shit yet, because people are getting mangled, and it's not working.
Again, I don't want to be the first, or, like, the 10th person to do that, because I know they're going to put my eye...
Your hand out your ass.
Yeah, it's going to be on my butt cheek, and then I'm just like, how do you fix it? So, like, oh, well, sir, everything processes fine on my end.
Should I go back?
The way I look at it, everything's fine. And I'm like, my eye's on my fucking ass cheek, man. They're like, well, sir, you remember the contract you said? I didn't read the contract. They're like, well, sir,
Fuck. Who has time?
If I go back through, are you going to put it the right way? Well, sir, no guarantee. Fucking... So, you know what?
Okay, what's the one thing you see never happening?
No one thing never
Now happened. That I'm a cynical adult?
Flying cars. That's flying not going to happen. No.
Really? That?
Look, I don't trust it. I mean, I don't trust anybody to drive their car that's ground-based. We only let a select few fly cars. You already see people fucking around
It may not be self-piloted.
Well, no, you already see people fucking around with drones. I don't want some asshole up there flying... Forgets to put, you know, air gas and then crash it down into my house. Because I feel like that's... They got restrictions on cars now. People still fuck around.
That's not the thing I don't see. I would say time travel.
Well, yeah, okay.
Never gonna
happen. What do you mean you would say time travel? Like, I think flying cars, I think time travel, I think teleportation, all three of these things are off the fucking table. They're not happening.
Those might happen.
I feel pretty confident this is gonna happen.
Flying cars is gonna happen. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Time travel. That's not happening.
Time travel, man. That'd be so much fun.
It would? Well, it'd be scary.
It would.
Hey, what are you drinking today? You're drinking another natty?
I think everybody would want to kick your ass.
Probably.
If you're a time traveler?
Yes.
You just show up places?
Well,
you fucking show up, you know all kinds of crazy shit.
Because there's never been a time traveler, we know it's not possible already.
What?
There hasn't been a person traveled.
How do you know? Why would they come and announce themselves? They're trying to have fun and travel. They're not trying to ruin it for themselves.
Maybe you can go forward. That's the one way we know. Maybe you can go forward in time.
Yeah. How do you know it's never happened? Because maybe it gets invented like 500 years from now, and they never decide to go back 600 years.
Yeah, like, maybe that's that a limitation. Like, we can only go 500 years. That's true.
They're traveling... All up in that space.
Maybe.
Or maybe this is like the actual Dark Ages. Maybe. Like, maybe we're just so dumb right now that they're like, don't get anybody from that time.
Exactly.
Fuck them.
From like 1801 through like 2200. Fuck those people.
Skip that.
They're out there fucking transcribing podcasts. Fuck them.
Exactly.
You guys want to talk about, fantasy football right quick? So that's something
not
terrible.
Not really.
Terrible news. What movie is that from? You guys can guess.
I have no idea.
You guys are right in. Terrible news. I lost. I lost my first game. And this week I take on Riddell Smith right now.
Riddell. So oh, what day is it?
Today's Wednesday.
I need to check my lineup.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Brad, I see you're scoring a lot of points, but you're still 3-3. Good news is our favorite loser, Menchocalypse, is still the worst in the league. He thought he could get out of it by winning the little game. Tell you what there, buddy. You still last. So I'm kind of rooting against you. You know, like I said, because you you perturbed the football gods, and they don't like that. Everybody else, I mean, right now, you guys are fine. But yeah, the Menchocalypse, 1-5. He takes on his brother. I think his brother's 2-4. So, you know, if he wins, and you know, you got a brother tie at the end there. But if little brother beats big brother, well, he stays down in the bottom. And I'm rooting for that. Just like I was rooting against you last year.
I just can't believe that fucking Dell took over my first place spot in the points standings.
Where are you at? Oh, yeah. Because he's been scoring like crazy. I take him on this week, so that's fun.
Man.
And,
are you projected to win?
I am. No, last time I checked, I was. But hopefully he forgets to start anybody. Brad, who are you taking on this week?
Big Daddy Num Nums. Who is that?
All right. 2-4.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah. Way down there.
Your brother-in-law?
Yep.
Way down there in the bottom. Bringing up the rear. There are 5 people, 2-4. So any of you people could drop into the loser station, and I will be rooting against you
worst
once you get there.
Season ever.
Wait, are you 2-4 also? Yes.
This season just...
I'm 3-3. I'm just barely above them.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Season
you
is terrible.
And a
we're
elite QB.
Almost everybody.
And it's another great season for me. 5-1 for me. Yeah, I'm pretty much killing it, guys. Pretty much the best
guy. Dub's doing pretty good, too. 4-2. Good work, Nick.
No, don't give don't give him any. No, you don't get praise around here.
BS.
What's he called? Mediocrity or something? Exceptional mediocrity? Rickrity?
That is exceptional mediocrity. He's only had 667 points for 691
right.
against, and he's managed to go 4-2. That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty mediocre.
Well, it's pretty cool.
That's fun. That's fun. Are you really going to watch these movies, man? You really need to hear you like more enthusiastic.
He's going
to
watch
one. I'll watch some horror movie. How about that?
Watch that one. You can get it on. You can buy it on your phone. You can rent it on your phone.
Is it really that good?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a classic.
You're going to be scared.
All right.
When's your next day off?
What's your
I'll tell
favorite
you what,
scary
when,
movie?
When's your
what
next day off?
What scares you, actually?
Phantasm.
Tomorrow.
Phantasm.
Tomorrow is my next day off.
All right, so what you got? Do you have an hour and a half
like, I've never
time
seen that movie.
Where you can, like, tomorrow, hour and a half time, where you're not going to do anything?
I doubt it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I watch
the
girls on my day off.
You sit the kids down,
yeah,
and you teach them about the
history
yeah,
look,
of
you
cinema.
You put one headbud in your ear, you look at your girls at the corner of your eye, you have your phone there, you watch it on your phone. So that way it's
that's
on the
not
TV.
Scary.
So, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So that way they don't see
murderer.
Like a, you know, chainsaw massacre. You don't want to put them through that. But you're watching your phone. And like, Daddy, what are you doing? And like, I'm watching something that you probably shouldn't watch until you're 35.
Massacre
you know?
In my hand.
I think this is great advice. I'm excited you're going to be a parent. It's
saying,
like that makes me think.
Put it on the tube.
This guy knows exactly what he's doing.
You put it on the tube, the kids will be fine. They learn about movie.
Yeah, well, like you said, you saw slasher movies when you were a kid, right? Your dad was there making naked pancakes. You guys were watching whatever, The Omen.
No, we were doing naked pancakes, but I mean, I haven't watched that many horror movies in my entire life.
No, they were watching action movies.
Action movies.
There's action. That chainsaw goes to work.
Man, that guy likes some action. He will wake up in the morning, drink a real Coke with a cup of coffee, and watch people shooting missiles at other people.
Hey, you like what you like, huh? Yeah, get them through the day, it's fine.
You like action, don't you?
I mean, I don't know. I like it less and less. I don't know. You know, that's the problem when you see a lot of movies. But you got to see, you know, the good ones.
It's your go-to category.
I'll tell you what I did watch, and it's still funny. I'm not ashamed to admit it. 9 to 5 with
Dolly Parton,
and what's her name? The other one that I don't like, and Fonda chick.
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, that was a funny movie. Made me laugh. Working 9 to 5.
As funny as Big Business.
Living. I like Big Business too. That has Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler. And it's a classic screwy screw up, you know. Twins get switched at birth. Oh man, one's rich, one's poor. And it all comes to a head. The Plaza Hotel, the Waldorf Astoria, whatever. It's crazy. You gotta watch it. Watch it. You might have to spend some money. It might be $4 you gotta
spend.
You
can watch that with the kids.
You can watch that with the kids.
Safe for the family. Yeah.
No, I'll watch it. I'll watch the Chainsaw movie.
Yeah, we got into a movie marathon because I was kind of working. I was doing stuff. So I couldn't really do much. It was like a Friday. So I was like, let's put on a movie I've seen. Like, generally when you're doing stuff, you kind of want to keep one eye on TV, maybe entertain yourself. You put something you've seen so you're not missing something. Preferably like a comedy so you're not really – you don't have to really pay attention. Like, what? Right. That was the senator. And he – you know, you're like, whatever. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. So it's just jokes.
What did he say?
So we watched 9 to 5, Big Business – and then Dave, that movie.
Which I had never heard of.
Dave. Here's the thing. Yeah.
Kevin Kline?
Yeah, Kevin Kline. He fills
Who
in for the president.
This movie?
I liked that movie because I think I saw it on HBO when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I watch it again. That movie sucks.
Must have been some male fantasy.
No. Yeah, I remember seeing it like when I was a kid.
Yeah. It came out in 90. Sigourney Weaver, yeah.
Why do you know this movie?
I don't know.
Sigourney Weaver.
Kevin, and you know, here's the thing. That's like the only Kevin Kline.
Ving Rhames was he?
Yeah, Ving Rhames was. Ving Rhames, he had a little bald spot going. It was, you know.
But really? He had hair.
It was right before he became Ving Rhames. You know? Okay. He was just kind of Ving Rhames. And then it was like, Ving Rhames.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't got to watch that one. Don't watch that one. Then we watched An American President. That was pretty solid, I guess.
Michael Douglas? Yeah.
Michael Douglas, Annette Bening.
I don't like that movie.
Michael
Sheen.
I don't
like Annette Bening.
Why not?
I thought that movie was boring. She's too gummy. It's like, all you see when she smiles is like...
lots of gums.
Gums across the... I can't...
Eh. My mom kind of shows a lot of gums. You don't like my mom either?
She's a little Annette Bening.
All right, well, fine. I know. Mom turns out this whole time she hates you.
I just...
thinks you're a bit gummy.
That movie, the gums in the movie just adds to it. But it just... I didn't care. I didn't care about them. I wasn't interested in their little love story.
Yeah.
I didn't even know why he fell for her. She seemed a little obnoxious.
A little bit.
Eh.
I think when I first saw it, I think the movie came out in like 94 or something like that. 96, I don't know, something like that.
I think I've been watching
it. I think it was like 8, 9, or 10. And so I wasn't really sure about like how like relationships work. Like, you know, they're like, oh, they meet, they're in love. I was like, okay, I can buy that. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, what? Like, really? You're just going to, you don't even know this chick. You know what I mean?
What was
like,
cool.
How do you even, you know, you got to date more than that. You can't just say you're in love. No,
what was cool about that movie is the president's daughter. In case you never noticed, was played by the Icebox.
Yeah, Little Giants, guys.
How
about Nostalgia?
All right. Nostalgia.
That was the other movie she did.
Cool.
Nostalgia. I've watched the beginning to Mrs. Doubtfire. Man, that movie just, like, they break up for no fucking reason. I was like, this is just stupid. I can't even watch this anymore.
Oh, no, she had a reason.
Why? Because he was
reason?
Fun?
She was sick of his shit.
Because he was a fun dad?
She
I was fucking
sick
dumb.
Sick of it.
He had a
good
party.
Lesson. It's a good take-home message. Don't be a fucking fun dad.
I was like,
or she'll
God.
Get sick
You're
of it.
You're gonna knock out this light bill and mortgage.
Jeez.
You know, he was always fun, never any discipline. He wasn't on her team.
Like, really?
They weren't seeing
would
eye
you,
to eye.
Like, would you rather me not be with your
she
children?
She was always bad news. He was only ever good news.
Maybe.
He brings the petting zoo to the house.
She was more concerned about her flowers than she was about her kid's birthday party. She's like, look, I brought him a fucking cake. You know? He should be fine. Have a cake, go the fuck
he
to sleep.
Had
That's what she wanted.
Zoo animals in her
And he
home.
Was over there
in
doing
the
his racist hip-hop voice. But, you know, whatever. You know, he was a fun dad.
Robin Williams did have that problem.
Yeah, he's like, it's a little too racist.
Yeah, let him.
The dad, San Francisco, I thought were kind of liberal, left leaning. Maybe not. I guess you don't really know a lot of black people. Okay, that's fine.
We'll give him a
give you a pass on this one. Okay. I'm just saying that was not really a reason to divorce.
It wasn't like that was the first day.
What is the opposite of a meet cute? Because that's what that was.
Meet ugly. A meet
cute.
So meet cute is the romantic comedy cliche.
The way the two people come together.
Yeah.
The way they meet.
Cute.
It's cute.
You know, like they bump into each other. Like when Harry met Sally, I guess the meet cute is their drive.
Yeah, down. Their drive.
Yeah.
The wedding planner. She gets her heels stuck in the frickin' thing in the middle of the street. What are those things called?
Potholes.
Manhole cover.
Yeah. And then there's a dumpster rolling down the street for some reason, careening toward her. He jumps in, saves her. Her big head falls on his hand and hurts his hand. That's a cute. And meet cute.
Cute.
All right.
Cute.
Well. All right. I'll enter it into the lexicon.
You didn't know that? You didn't know.
So opposite of that? What do you mean?
Because, like, that's it's the start. It's like they're getting divorced, and that was just kind of here's how they got divorced. See, it was nobody. It's nothing really
exposition?
Bad. Yeah, it's part of the exposition. It's all exposition. But.
But there's. I understand what you're saying. There should be, like, a.
Break ugly.
A break ugly.
Where's the fun word for that?
That's it.
But that sounded scary there. You just dragged the table towards you. It sounded something that, like somebody was breathing.
Like a ghost.
Yeah. I'm in a horror movie. You're watching a horror movie right now.
Looks pretty horrible. It's like
there's a spirit beside me.
Yeah. Except it's just like boring. And you're just there bored.
It's just hanging out.
Yeah.
We watched Beetlejuice. By the way, it's still funny, guys.
That movie is weird.
It's fucking weird. It's still funny.
It's always been weird.
Seen The Exorcist about a million times, whatever he says.
I think I can appreciate it more as an adult. That's a new movie for kids.
I remember, like, all those parts. It's weird that I see them, like you said, now as an adult. Like, before I identified more with Lydia, you know, just like, as a kid, I'm a kid. Now I see myself as, you know.
The couple that
yeah,
dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Maitlands. Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. I'm like, yeah, they're like,
that's us.
Chick's trying to get her to sell the house. She's like, no, it's fine. You know, like, we're going to be here. It's a vacation. Fucking chilling. I even agree with the one guy. He's like, yeah, we're relaxing. I'm on vacation. It's relax. It's like, yeah. I get these adult problems now that I'm an adult.
Oh, girl needs to quit complaining.
Yeah, and I was like, shit. She's writing a little suicide note. I am
alone. You're like, oh, alone. Brother.
I am
utterly alone.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Shut up.
Just trying to relax here. I totally get the guy's just trying to relax. Funny movie. And I get like all the civil servant bureaucracy stuff even more now that I'm an adult too. Like all the
what do you mean civil servant bureaucracy.
So you know the whole Land of the Dead, the whole stuff behind there, and yeah, you gotta take a number, yeah, sit down. You probably didn't even read the handbook, did you? You didn't even read the handbook.
Jokes
yeah,
about
all
it.
That stuff. Like I get it now. It's funnier. Way funnier. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Good movie. Yeah.
Good movie for adults.
Thanks, 1988.
I'll definitely try to go back and get that one. That one that ain't gonna make it by Halloween. I'm telling you. I feel confident I can only knock out one by Halloween.
What do you do with your life?
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a check-in? What's going on in Brad's fatherhood?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The same thing that will be going on in your lives in 7 more months.
Is it harder? Is it a lot harder with 2 than 1?
No.
I heard that. It's like 1 is fine, 2 is like, what the hell?
2 is crazy. 1's fine. One's easy.
It's all the fucking same.
Once they're here, they might as well be fine.
It's all this, like, paradox of hopelessness
and
amazement, you know? It's great and terrible at the same time. It's fantastic.
I kind of realized today, someone's like, oh, yeah, somebody was talking to somebody else about happy hour. Are you going to go to happy hour? And I was thinking, I can't go to spur of the moment happy hours anymore. Like one, it's already like school. Like I can't do that, right? But then I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to go to spur of the moment happy hours ever again.
Yep. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, I will be able to? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Really? How is that possible?
Baby carrier, slap that thing on the front of your chest, happy hour. Well, I'm telling you. Dude, the first 10 months of their life, they are the most portable. They are more portable than they will be for the rest of their fucking life. Seize the moment, strap them on, throw a bottle in your back pocket, go. Done.
Welcome them
at a happy hour?
Oh, you got, okay, so you gotta go, you gotta find parent-friendly bars.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah.
Hang out with your kind.
Yeah, I guess. But there you go, you know, maybe.
Well, again, and also, now. It's
San
like...
San Antonio, hon. Everybody has, like, four kids here.
Oh, now we can never move away.
It also is like, do you want to go to happy hour? Like, you do, you want to, but sometimes your non-kid having friends just make you want to punch them in the fucking face sometimes.
Like, see, I mean, I guess...
And you're like, I'm gonna be just fucking tired.
It will literally be happy hour and not... Because a lot, like, for
not
us...
happy, close the place.
Yeah, down. Like, happy hour is like, we're here for happy hour, but we're here till 2, and then it closed down, and then we, you know, stumble home. No, it's going to be literally happy hour. We're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Most.
Get free apps or, like, half-price apps.
Yeah, you're going to... It is, that is very
and
true.
And drink.
It's not happy evening. It is happy, like, hour to hour and 15 minutes. We got to go. Everything's about to fall apart. We got to get out of here.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks, from the land of the dead. Yeah. Hey, I just reported here from dad. You can strap them on and go have a beer, and then you have to immediately go back home.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, my goal is to not have, you know, peripherals. I want to have like the bare minimum stuff. I don't want to have toys. I don't want to have more than one toy.
You know, I don't want to have that is?
What?
You have a wife.
Gina, no.
And you know what the problem? You know what the problem with wives is?
What?
They love their children.
It's a flaw. I'm gonna tell you, it's a flaw in the human condition. I think.
She
will love her child, and she's gonna be like, you know what? I do want my kid to have a toy.
I'll tell you what, look.
I don't know.
Or my kid to have a toy that he can learn from.
You can buy.
Well, you know what? I am a horrible person right now, which may change. Ask me again in 7 months, and maybe I'll be a new person.
Yeah.
I don't like the way kids' toys look.
Me either.
I don't want to see them in my view.
My mom didn't like my toys either.
In the landscape.
I'm hoping there's more of that. Because, like, the way I figured, like, I have to ask for my toys. I'm like, can I get a new pistol? She's like, does it have wires? I'm like, no, it doesn't have this wireless. She's like, Maybe you can have a new controller.
I'm a little bit of a neat freak.
So if I got to do that, I know this guy that just came into this world just today. I mean, he ain't even seen Back to the Future. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, God, what does he know? I can't have a discussion about existentialism with this kid. You know?
No.
He doesn't know nothing. So he's not getting a toy before I get a toy, is what I'm saying. Or she. It's been feeling more like a he this week. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Didn't you have a dream that it was a he?
I did. And I kept forgetting it. Like, I would be somewhere and then realize, oh, I forgot that baby at home.
Fuck, I forgot I have a baby.
Like, it's in its crib and I just forgot about it. And I have to go back and it's got, like, a blown out diaper. And I'm like, oh, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah, I had a dream that, like, the kid, like, was hungry or something. I was like, fuck, I forgot to feed it. How do you feed it?
It's the same kind of dreams you have when you're in school and you're I completely forgot about that one class that I've never been to.
I hate that dream. I always have
it. You wake up panicked.
It's the worst fucking dream.
Like, I never went to that class. Oh, my God.
Like, the more I've had that dream, the more sophisticated it's gotten. Like, oh, I forgot that it met in room 212 in the attic, and I sat next to the other guy. And I feel like it's real. I'm like, no, this is not real. But I'm like, no. Because they had the professor with the beard, and then the fucking chick over there.
We were studying 17th century, like, French imperialism. Oh, my God. I have no idea what's
I never went back.
And I remember thinking, like, yo, I totally got this one. I just skipped one day, and I just forgot to go back.
Yeah.
Forgot.
But it meets every Tuesday. Every Tuesday it meets at 4 p.m. Why did I forget? I remember now.
Damn, I'm so far behind. Whether, like, I can make it up. To kind of just do the readings.
No. This is... Yes, I remember. I know it's real.
Yeah. So it's that. Except now with a kid.
Yeah. Forgot we have that baby.
So my mom says, my mom was over here on the weekend, and she was saying, "Hi, Mom, if you're listening." She occasionally listens. She was saying that she's like, when you guys were kids, she's like, you know, grandmother was always like, oh, she was always worrying, like, oh, they could put this or do that, pick this up, like all those. And mom's like, what? They're fine. They'll be fine. They're kids. You know, they're fine.
Yeah.
She says now she has grandchildren, and she worries about that. She's like, oh, why are there so many outlets everywhere? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are there so many sticks? There's little things here and there to pick it up. He's going to choke on it. They're going to die. She thinks of the worst. And she remembers when she was, like, you know.
Why are all these tables so pointy?
Yeah, she's like, we need to get round tables. You need to get round furniture, you know, put padding everywhere.
Oh.
So they all just walk around. And she was a parent. She's like, what? They're going to be fine. But now she's a grandparent. She worries about all that.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I guess it's just where you are in the evolution of things. But no, I didn't. We did not change furniture.
Kept your spikes, your Legion of Doom.
Yeah, right.
Jammies.
Kept my glass, giant glass snowflake table.
I like to spin it around every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I think you do a good job. You let your girls run around. Was that one time we were at the bar and they were like, hey, is that your kid? A mile down the way. You're like, oh, yeah, Anna, come on. And you went, she was walking away.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good that you're not freaking out about that stuff. I don't want to be that one because, like, I had a couple family members that are like that with a couple of kids. They're like, oh, no, I think, well, I was like, oh, this kid's fine.
I don't know. At least for me, it's gone back and forth. You know, there are times when I'm more anxious and times when I'm less anxious, but.
I mean, I think
I just try to not be an asshole all the time because it gets my blood pressure. It just ain't good for you, you know.
You want to be around to see them get married and stuff. You don't want to have a bad heart back, you know. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think, like I said, I think there's a you want to worry. You don't want to be like, what? Huh? What? It just, you know, carbon monoxide. They're fine. You don't want to be like that. Yeah. You want, you know, them to explore the world, but then you want to keep them
samurai
away.
Sword.
Yeah. So what? They're throwing it up in the air and catching it. It's fine. They're good. They have hand-eye coordination when they're three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. But I'm talking about it's the carpet in the carpeted living area. They tripped, you know, landed on their ass, and, you know, yeah. Mom comes running from the kitchen. Like, that, that is it. Yeah, they're fine. They get a little rug burn. They'll be okay. Yeah. That's different than they're outside in the street and they fall. You know, that's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to be on heightened alert. There's grass. Are there snakes? There are rocks, glass, needles. Yeah.
We're playing in a junkyard.
Yeah. Remember what I said about playing in the junkyard? Stay in the open spaces. That's it. That's right.
Put anything in your mouth.
When did we talk about junkyards?
Sent out a memo.
Mom, you can't read yet.
Forgot about it. Sorry about it. Told you to learn your French. Practice your French. I sent out the junkyard memos in French. Hope you learn. So that's it. It's about wrapping up. Yeah. Nearing an hour. Don't forget, you can listen to the Deranged Penguin Podcast on iTunes. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Leave a review. Pass it on. You can forward it if you're listening on iTunes. Like, hey.
Don't leave any hyperlinks in the review. We're going to block that shit. Unacceptable.
I don't know if any of you guys use Slack or have used Slack. I'm thinking about opening up Slack for all the peoples.
Okay.
And where we put our, like, penguin-only conversation in the little penguin-only.
There might be about five of us on Slack.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, guys.
Just if you want. I'm thinking about it. I was testing out this new forum, this discourse software for Mean Green Nation. Nobody really likes to use new message boards. I totally understand. So right now it's kind of a comment section. Gina hates message boards, too.
I don't like message boards, either.
They're not the greatest.
There's something like...
They feel like old world internet.
Yes. They do. You know what? And that's what I feel like.
Like,
I remember
ICQ. That's what it feels like.
Do you know what that is, Gina?
No, but I'm going to agree.
I'm nerdy enough that I like that kind of stuff. Like, my earliest memories were being on some of those message boards.
Being in creepy chat rooms.
So, I was never in a chat room. I was never a chat room kind of guy. I saw them. They're there. like, you know, like the AOL, whatever.
I had friends that tried to get into doing that.
Yeah.
Somebody's hitting on me. I think he's old.
Probably, yeah. Like, if you were, you had any kind of indicators that you were female, then, like, they all congregated. Like, hey, send us pictures.
And email they assumed you were being honest.
Don't do that. Yeah. But, yeah, that's why, you know, I still make that joke occasionally when I'm in a chat room. There's, a Go Mean Green chat room. When they're having game days, I'll say ASL, anybody, age, sex, language, location. I mean, a couple people get it. Other people there are from the old internet with all the new ones. Like, what?
All the young people.
I'm 22, and all I know is Twitter and Facebook. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's totally funny.
Back I'm when old, our, and yeah, I can get it.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to an internet cafe?
No, I'm gonna go to one when we go to Europe, though. I want to be very European and go to a cafe and be on the internet there.
That is the only place that I've been to an internet cafe was Europe.
Yeah, because like, where are they here in America where we have our own computers?
there was an internet gaming store in Tupelo, Mississippi, when I was in middle school.
They try to have those around here too, and I don't know how successful they are.
Nah. Oh, I mean, they're fucking nothing now. But back then, it was like a hot spot. Like, people would go in, they'd pay $10 for, I don't know, like, their 2 hours of video gaming.
So you can play some Age of Empires?
Yeah, and you'd sit around playing Lands of Lore or whatever the fuck it was.
Nah, we went outside like normal children. We went and LARPed. No, I know. I wish I could have gone to those. There was just nothing of the kind.
I wouldn't. I mean, I just went with my brothers because I thought they were cool.
Nerds.
Nope. Ryan's listening to this right now like, fuck you, man.
Nah, I think he's past his point, right? I mean, because you're like 48 years old, so he's probably like 65. And so, you know, he's like, you give no fucks past 30.
No,
he's like,
you don't.
I was, yeah. Yeah. Wait. Am I going to be uncool now?
No,
I'm fine.
Right. No.
Take my cool card.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are some things, like, you wish that I was back in, like, you go back, like, it's fine. I see, like, my parents are like, what's the big deal? Like, what, you know, the kids are going to think you're fine. Whatever, nobody cares. I'm like, yeah. No, middle school matters, you know? What the cool kids, what people think of you matters
so
in middle school.
Important. Shut up.
But I mean, I totally see you be telling my kids that, and then they're gonna be like, "Whatever, Dad."
It is though. Like, isn't it just so? It's just like on this side of it, isn't it infuriating? Like, yeah. How much attention and effort you gave some of the just fluff, bullshit, garbage earlier in life.
Yeah,
dude, like, I could have been working on like fucking new theorems and physics or something and instead laundry.
Yeah, I remember like one of the worst days of my life was when I forgot to comb my hair and everybody made fun of me. They're like, oh, you've got, I was like, oh fuck, what was I thinking? And I was like, now I was like, what the fuck,
I don't fucking ever comb my hair. I don't own a hairbrush.
Like, that bothered me from fifth grade, because it happened like bothered me from like fifth grade to like seventh grade. I didn't think, like,
I had a similar incident.
I cannot do that again.
I was not paying attention, and it was like this awards day or whatever. I remember I was wearing a yellow t-shirt, and I wore two different colored socks. Board for mathematics goes to Bradley Pollock, and so I'm like, I'll just stay down here in the crowd. I don't need to come up there on the stage. They're like, if you would come up and get your certificate. Fuck. Tiny seventh grade prepubescent Brad up there on the stage, two different colored socks. I was so embarrassed with my two collared socks.
Looks like you earned that award.
And there's probably some kid in the back that, yeah, of course that kid get the mathematics award. These two fucking different color socks.
Nice socks, nerd.
Yeah, you got any embarrassing stories, Gina?
I can't think of anything at school.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. There's not a whole, like I said, they faded from my memory. They were really important at the time.
Yeah.
But then even like when I got to like high school, I was like, that was dumb. You know? Yeah.
I think then, I was really klutzy. I think because my feet grew a lot faster than the rest of me.
Happens.
I don't think I ever actually caught up with that. So it was just really clumsy. Just
falling over.
I felt like I was like falling and tripping all the time. I fell in my freshman year of high school, like walking into the little courtyard that is outside of the cafeteria. And the cafeteria is like all windows. So of course you just assume everyone's watching you.
Yeah, nobody cares.
And I had a massive backpack because of course I had carried everything I needed.
Oh, I hated that.
Like I was supposed to. And I tripped going down the stairs and fell, like, right on my hands and knees. And I probably looked like a turtle for a little bit with, like, this huge backpack on.
Nerd.
And I got up and I was like, I know everybody's watching me right now. And I was just
you're like a freshman.
Just be calm. Just walk. I know. I'm like, what an impression to make.
Yeah. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. I don't think
I can tell you. Nobody cared. Nobody even knew about that. No.
I was mortified.
I always wondered how people got away with carrying like one book.
It's easy.
Or like one notebook and
me
a pencil.
Too.
Easy. I'm telling you that like once I made the full transition to that, like because I was always the bad kids with like a folder and a pencil. I was like, how do they do this? Like how you just decide to. You
became a bad kid.
Yeah, I was like, you just decide to. I mean, it helps if you're like you know the shit and you finish your homework in class and you're done. Then you got to take it home to do it.
Who has in class homework?
Well, it was for the end.
Remedial.
It was for the end. I mean, was it on the
hard? Everybody done coloring? Put it down. You can go home now.
I colored the shit out of that stuff.
That's high school,
you know?
For the day.
I'm just saying, like, what I mean, like the classes that you had to take, like. Take home homework. I mean, you could just take it home over the weekend and do it. You're just done. It was fine. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand what was whole hard about it.
Could
you? Yeah. Or you throw all your shit into your backpack at the end of the day. Or leave your books at home. I would just not even take them to class. I was like,
right. I didn't tote around all my shit all the time. But, like, there's a difference between having, like, one book or, like, the folder kid.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I didn't quite go
and,
full folder.
And having, like, two or three books. Because, I mean, I would always, like, switch them out. Take some home and shit.
I do that. I was like, today's Tuesday. I got to do my homework. I'll take the one book. They always say bring your books to class. I was like, are we going to read out loud from this thing? No. This is not 1903. We're not going
to
stand up and have me read.
Turn to page whatever. You better be prepared.
You know what I'd do? I'd say, hey, Gina, can I read off your book?
Yeah. And I'd be like,
people
skills. Hey, folder boy. Bring your books.
Yeah, some people would say that to me. I was like, hey, does anybody have a sheet of paper? I don't have any paper.
I fucking hated you.
Hate you.
Does anybody have a pencil? No, I had my own pencil. I always had pencil.
I didn't know I was in school all this time.
Here's the thing. I totally get that, right? But it's a lot easier. You sit next to the nice kid or the pretty girl.
Reload.
Fuck you. And they would lend you. And then you rotate. You have the people. You're like, I already asked this guy twice. I'm gonna ask this person. Hey, you got
using up the goodwill there.
Or you, I mean, then you know,
you know, there was a guy who did a similar thing to that. He and I was convinced. Me and a buddy of mine were convinced that he was like he had to have had $10,000 by the end of high school every single day, every single fucking day. He'd come up, hey man, you got a quarter. Yeah, yeah, sure. Here you go, Bill.
He's fucking. He's smart.
And I mean, I would, and I would see him asking other people.
No, he doesn't. He's working that same scam on the corner.
Hey man, you get a quarter.
Same scam on the corner.
Well, you're super old. Maybe he had a lot of phone calls to make.
He could have. That was the thing. There were payphones at school.
He maybe needed to call people.
Maybe that's what it was.
What the hell's he call it?
Phone calls? I don't know.
I mean, what? One.
Side business?
I mean, before this spiral out of control, I took paper to school, but I often borrowed.
Oh, no, it's out of control. We know you now, folder boy.
Fuck you.
I'm telling you, dude, it's a great life. Like, all that, my back
we
never
hate
hurt.
You, folder boy.
See,
yeah.
You, like, you were,
I
like, curling around
back.
With your fucking, you know, like, big fucking giant pack.
I had stress
pack.
Knots in
like
my shoulders.
Backpack.
Yeah.
I like my backpack, personally. It's like a man purse.
I have to deal with that. It just felt light and free.
I didn't have a fancy backpack. I had a functional backpack with a lot of compartments.
It did. I was like, man, there's like a lot of shit in there. I was like, I had just the JanSport, you know, two,
yeah.
the top and
yeah,
then the
side. And then
a folder in it.
Yeah, and it had some paper in it. Not a lot of paper.
Some crumpled paper, not in the folder.
Sometimes I would catch
that. Is that your assignment?
You know what? I still have that. My work laptop bag has some papers that are kind of crumpled up in there now.
Down to the bottom.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Get your life together, folder boy.
I'm not
going
to reach in there. Right. I like to keep it simple. As like I'm a simplistic kind of guy. Like I just like to keep it bare minimum, you know? One thing, one pen in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a pen. Always have a paper.
Mm-hmm.
I have one notebook for all my classes now.
Bring your books.
I try to be like Gina and have a different folder for each class. I'm just a waste.
Oh, it's not.
I have one.
Organization is where it's at.
I like having this one Moleskine notebook for all the classes. It's the best.
No.
We're just different people.
Yeah.
Mexican people, black
better
people.
Better Moleskine than she's
right,
good.
You're wrong.
I'm big, you're small. I wonder what kind of kid our kid's going to be.
Your kid?
Yeah. Is it going to be folder kid?
Ain't going to be no folder boy, tell you that.
You better build up your back muscles. You got to carry all these books. All eight of
all
these.
All required.
3-pound books. You know?
I can go ahead and tell you. He sure as hell ain't going to be carrying books. Because by then, books will be obsolete.
They'll find
you
a
think?
Way. They'll find a way to make them do
I think for school books, yeah. I don't think there's any way that school books are going to be around by that time.
You think?
Hopefully not.
They're not gone yet?
I don't know, man. That's the thing.
I don't know.
I think there will be texts,
yeah.
But it's not going to be in the form of
that
a book.
That they make you pay for to download, right? Nothing's going to be
yeah.
free.
Yeah.
Scammers.
I know.
Scammer. That's
didn't
fine.
Did the show end like 20 minutes ago?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. We're actually done this time.
For real this time, though, guys.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Please don't transcribe this
if
podcast and try to make arguments with me on the internet. Bye.